Joining me now is Terry McAuliffe. He's the campaign chairman and chief fundraiser for Senator Hillary Clinton. And he's with Senator Clinton tonight in Charleston, West Virginia. Welcome, sir.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Tell us what the senator gets for a big win tonight if Senator Barack Obama plainly almost conceded the state of West Virginia. Only came there one time, I believe.
Well, I think the important message here tonight is that shows that Hillary Clinton battles all over the country. She fights for people all over the country. I think West Virginia, as you know, is a critical state for the Democrats. This is a state Bill Clinton carried in 1992 and 1996. If Al Gore had won West Virginia, he would be President of the United States of America today. We have a historic vote turnout, largest vote in the history of the state of West Virginia tonight. I believe Hillary Clinton will win it by 2-1. And what does that say? Last week, you know, many of the commentators on television had such a breathless rush to say that this race was over. And yet, when they said this race was over, what does it say that Hillary Clinton wins 2-1? It says that these voters down here want this race to go on. They like Hillary Clinton's economic message. And why is Hillary Clinton winning the states that we have to win in the general election? She wins Florida, Ohio, she wins Missouri, she wins West Virginia, and she wins Kentucky. These are all key states for the Democrats in order to win the Electoral College.
Well, let me ask you about the enthusiasm factor among the superdelegates, for example, and the traditional supporters of Hillary Clinton. Today, no less an ally than James Carville said he believes that Senator Obama will be the nominee. How do you continue a campaign when you have that sort of misgivings among the strongest supporters?
Well, I think he said the word was likely. I think I just would like to add, I believe he added the word likely in it. But listen, you know, obviously, talk to the folks here in West Virginia. Huge turnout. She won by, 2-1. Superdelegates, I think, who will watch this tonight will say, you know, if I haven't decided, I better wait. I better let a couple more states play out. This is important. Senator Obama did not really compete here. And what does that say that the supposed nominee of the Democratic Party is not playing in states that we have to win in the general election? It makes you wonder, why was he afraid to come down to West Virginia?
Do you intend to go on through the last primaries on June 3rd?
Absolutely. Why not? We're winning. We're raising money. Hillary's message is working. We only have 3 weeks to go. But next week, we've got Kentucky and Oregon. She's got a 30-point lead in Kentucky. Puerto Rico on June 1st. There are 2.5 million Democrats in Puerto Rico. Hillary's up 10, 15 points there. So we're winning this. We will be ahead in the popular vote by the end of it. We will be very close on delegates, less than 100. And then the superdelegates have to make up their minds. Who is it that is best to take on John McCain in the fall? And clearly, what you see evidence tonight, that's Hillary Clinton.
Terry McAuliffe, Clinton campaign chairman, with the senator tonight in Charleston, West Virginia. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.